It was a good race, and then...
It's always been like that.
Phase One Radio.
Winnipeg.
Now the house lights dim.
You know how long I've waited for this moment.
Yes.
I don't have to wait anymore.
Why not?
Because it's here.
Now, if you'll just settle back on the couch, we'll listen.
A little night music for all you night owls out there.
Welcome to Phase One Radio here on 95.9 FM. Tonight's guests are Winnipeg's Basic Strategy and the CKUW Dave Newsroom Venture. Our first is Basic Strategy. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, CKUW.ca.
Yourself a series of questions. Am I happy with who I am?
Am I happy with who I am?
Am I happy with the people around me?
Am I happy with the people around me?
Am I happy with what I'm doing?
Am I happy with what I'm doing?
Questions restrain or trouble you. Just point yourself in the direction of your dreams. Find your strength in the sound and make your transition.
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 much time thinking and not enough doing. Did I try my hardest at any of my dreams? Did I purposely let others discourage me when I knew I could? Will I die never knowing what I could have been or could have done? Do not let these doubts restrain or trouble you. Just quiet yourself in the direction of your dreams. Find your strength in the sound and make your transition.
Haga tu transición.
For those who know, it's time to leave the house and go back to the field. Find your strength in the sound.
Encuentre fuerza en
el sonido. It's what got us through in the first place. Find your strength in the sound.
Encuentra fuerza
and make your transition.
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 No dejes estas preguntas preocuparte. Nomás púntate en la dirección de tus sueños. Encuentra fuerza en el sonido. Y haga tu transición. Haga tu transición. Haga tu transición. Haga tu transición.
Yourself in the direction of your dreams. Find your strength in the sound and make your transition.
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 Make your transition. And make your transition.
Make your transition.
And make your transition.
Make your transition.
And make your transition.
Make your transition. Make your transition.
Thank you.
95.9 FM. From Winnipeg, this is Basic Saturday. BKUW.ca.
We'll be right back. so extraordinary.
Next life. So they can go sit on it and spin.
Just
Time. The Canadian was a philosopher and professor, but could perhaps be best described as a communications theorist. The book is actually called The Medium is the Message, due to a mistake from the typesetters. But when McLuhan saw the error, he loved it and kept it as it was. Perhaps this was because McLuhan thought media massage the brain to behave in particular ways. So, The Medium is the Message, what does it mean? Quite simply, it means that the way that we send and receive information is more important than the information itself. Where we were once consumers, consuming information by watching television or listening to the radio, in the 21st century, we have now also become producers, creating our own information as well. For example, after watching the latest episode of a television series, we can now instantly connect with anyone, anywhere in the world who also watched a programme and communicate with them. The mediums have changed the way we behave. Studies have shown that our memory spans have reduced due to digital technology. News stories have been replaced with 140-character tweets. Conversations have been replaced with emojis. Anecdotally, I've heard of young children trying to turn the noise of their parents arguing down with a remote control. When reading a book, I've had to stop myself moving my hand to press on a word to get the dictionary definition after becoming familiar with the Kindle's user interface. For McLuhan, watching television changed the way we looked at the world. He said, "It is impossible to understand social and cultural changes without a knowledge of the workings of media." This has developed in the modern world, with social media playing an important part in various civil and cultural events. The Egyptian Revolution of 2011 was a successful uprising in part due to the extensive use of Facebook and other social media. Online activism helped to organise and publicise demonstrations and acts of non-violent civil disobedience, which resulted in the eventual overthrow of the government. McLuhan prophesied that electrical information devices for universal, tyrannical, womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know. Edward Snowden's whistleblowing revelations in 2013 exposed the 24/7 global surveillance intelligence agencies and governments undertake on their citizens. The public opinion of Snowden ranges from hero to traitor and underlines the dilemma that affects our society. In McLuhan's world, he refers to one big gossip column that is unforgiving, unforgetful, and from which there is no redemption. We can see present-day examples of this, where tweets and comments posted online have resulted in job dismissals, arrests, and online abuse. The deleting of these tweets or comments has minimal effect. Anything posted on the internet potentially could last forever. Real total war has become information war. It is being fought by subtle electric informational media under cold conditions and constantly. This quote from McLuhan in his book has been proven true multiple times in the past, most recently with the 2016 United States presidential election. The battle for the White House was multifaceted and complex, but information and propaganda was key, with both sides working hard to broadcast their views. The two protagonists, Trump and Clinton, tried to influence the public, with information from WikiLeaks and alleged actions from Russia taking centre stage. Marshall McLuhan was seen as an odd character by many. He claimed to only read the right-hand page of serious books, as he found books have huge redundancy. By reading only the right-hand pages, he stays wide awake, filling in the other page with his own thoughts. The most incredible aspect of McLuhan's claims was that they were made nearly 40 years ago, in 1967, before social media, the World Wide Web, or the Internet even existed. His prediction of an international, interconnected, interactive global village is now an actuality.
So, the medium is the message. What does it mean?
The medium is the message. So, the medium is the message. What does it mean?
It means that the way that we send and receive information is more important than the information itself.
So, the medium is the message. What does it mean?
So, the medium is the message. So, the medium is the message. What does it mean?
The medium is the message. What does it mean? Quite simply,
it means that the way that we send and receive information is more important than the information itself.
This is going home with you. This is going home with you.
CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg. Hey,